Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is time for the wake up call here on the morning shift. A reminder, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929. Just let out the top five HBO series list. If you missed it just a second ago, honorable mentions to Curb Your Enthusiasm and Entourage. I have not seen Succession, so it gets an honorable mention as well. I went number 5, Eastbound and Down. Number 4, True Detective. Number 3, The Wire. Number 2, The Sopranos. And number 1, Band of Brothers. Most of the feedback I'm getting so far is, what about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I was a big Thrones guy.
I'm mad at you about
just
this.
I hate how the whole thing ended, and it's just left a bitter taste in my
mouth. Kind of ruined it.
It did.
But I thought one bad season couldn't ruin it. Do you literally use that as one of your qualifiers?
Can ruin it, yes.
Look. It's easy to say it was a bad storyline. It was a series they didn't write until season 7. And because George R.R.R.R.R. Martin, however many R's are in his name, decided he wasn't going to finish it. And he hasn't finished it yet. We're still waiting for the final book to come out. Still.
Do we know if he's finished it and just hasn't released a book?
I don't know, like, man. I mean,
I know they were concerned about his health for a while. You're not a very healthy person.
I'm starting to think that he might have finished it. And he's going to release it post, what do you call it when you die and you release something?
Post-mortem?
No, that's posthumously or whatever they call it.
Oh, posthumously.
Yeah, because I don't think he wants any backlash when it doesn't end the way people want it to end.
It would hurt his feelings.
Well, you're millions upon millions now off this series.
Okay, can I also throw back at some people, and it's our buddy Marcus and Mr. Yo. Like, True Blood isn't even close.
True
Blood is.
If I did a top 10 list, True Blood would not have made the
You
list.
Know what True Blood is? You know those Skinamax movies?
Exactly.
That's essentially a series, a Skinamax series that they put on HBO. It's with vampires.
Same with the Tudors.
So it would have made yours?
No.
Okay, I'll just check.
Never would have made mine.
It's porn with vampires.
Exactly.
And bad storyline. I mean, it's garbage. I'm sorry, but that is a garbage show. Mr. Yo, you're my dude, but that show is garbage. I tried watching it when they were redoing it, the replay series on HBO, like Signature or whatever. Absolute garbage.
I feel like I'm in a totally different realm with HBO series because for some reason I've gotten out of the whole true crime shoot 'em ups. I'm just not there anymore. I can't. So I'm more
You've
so
matured.
Like I'm on the baller side, Silicon Valley. Now I just said I'm not into shoot 'em ups, but Last of Us I did invest in, and I know I just told Bo off air that he should not watch it, but I still think it was a good series. Sex in the City and The Newsroom.
The Newsroom was
Jeff
solid,
Daniels.
But it just ended abruptly.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was just like it was here, then it was gone.
That was weird.
The first season was insanely good.
I don't know how Night Of's
very good.
Chernobyl.
You gotta take one off.
Veep.
Good shows.
Veep is.
The Night Of was great.
I think we lived Veep. By the way, recently that show is so good, and it's amazing. White Lotus is one that's very much
not even close.
Hear me, I'm not done talking.
Okay, you do this all the time. But go
White,
ahead.
I know. White Lotus is one to me is very True Detective-esque, and the thing about White Lotus is, it's the thing that makes it hard is it's basically each season is highlighting something about what's wrong with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the brilliance of it. But it's also what does turn people off, because a lot of the characters, all of them, most of the time, are unlikable.
Yeah. Before we go to the phone lines, just a reminder, you guys can get at us also at 929 Morning Shift, or you can call in 404-726-0929. I know we've got a number of callers. Do you guys have any background with Oz, like one of the original series from HBO?
No.
So,
like what, mid-90s probably?
I didn't know. I thought that all like HBO and Cinemax and everything when I was like 12 or 13, because I didn't have cable back then. I thought anything that came on those channels like at 9 o'clock or later was like Skinamax. So I remember trying to watch Oz like when it was like all blurred in my grandparents.
Jesus.
And I was like, this sucks. It's just like prison. Like, that sucks. Wow. I stopped. I turned it off.
Wow. A little insight into the childhood of Squidbilly right
what
there.
What a disappointment.
Oh, yeah, man. I know.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go. I'm not even going any further with that. Let's go out to the phone lines and let's go to Ike in Atlanta. Ike, you're on the morning shift. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Good. So I'm not too far off your list, Mike. Okay. Sopranos, True Detective, which is a great call,
yeah.
The Wire. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to speak because I'm a little older than you guys. As a red-blooded American male, I think y'all forgot that there is a series on HBO that was monumental in the development of young men.
Okay.
And I will say that was real sex.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wow.
that is a molding of a lot of males growing up in the late 80s, early 90s. I just had to say it. I think people are forgetting that it was a monumental series.
Thank you for the phone call. I don't know that anybody could forget real sex. Just not sure it belongs here.
But when is the last time it's actually come up in conversation?
Yeah, God knows. I don't even think they do. I don't even think it's like available on the app.
I'm surprised he didn't drop a Taxi Cab Confessions in his honorable mention. I mean, damn, dude.
Yo. No, we did not forget. Docuseries. And what's the one? The Jinx. The Jinx would have been a good docuseries.
The Jinx is a very good one.
Very good show.
Very good.
All right, let's go out to Chief over in South Fulton. Chief, what's happening?
What's happening, Chief? What was the guy named this guy? Was it Ike?
Yeah.
I love Ike because he said exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Ike. Ike should be part of the nation, Travis. Hey, he should be part of the nation.
He's welcome anytime.
Yes. Now, Mike, this was it was better than Dealers. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
It was better than Dealers. I mean, that's about all I can say about that.
All right,
you know?
Cool.
But hey,
that's not saying much.
Michael Strahan. Yeah. Michael Strahan's parents should be locked up.
Oh,
that's child abuse. That's child abuse.
It is.
I mean, how can you do that?
Just wait until we get Allie. We're going to send Allie up to Dallas, Georgia.
Chief.
Hopefully they don't have to
look.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're absolutely right. My parents would have never done that. And this reminds me of that episode of South Park where Cartman made that kid that was picking on him, like he killed his parents and he put him in a chili and made him eat it.
Bro,
oh my
all right.
gosh. Jesus, wow, that
was insane.
You always got to go off the rails.
What? That's true. All it's right. real. It's real. It happened in South Park.
All right, let's go back to the phone
Shot
lines.
Must
and
die.
Let's talk to Daniel. He says he's on his way to work in South Carolina. Daniel, what's going on, man? Welcome to the morning show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I leave my house in Appleton at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I drive to South Carolina. But, hey, look, when you have so many series to choose from, it's hard to do a top five. But
it is.
Newsroom, True Blood, both should have been on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Allie brought both those up as well. I think it's fair.
True Blood should
Allie's
not.
Big True Blood fan.
Is not yeah. on my list.
Allie's a big True Blood fan.
You and Grant rewatched episodes of that?
No, we do not watch True Blood.
Hey.
As a matter of fact, when this came up, a month ago when you saw something about True Blood, and you're like, oh, thank God the vampire thing's over.
Exactly.
And it's not. I was like, yo, Michael B. Jordan just put out a vampire movie. Literally.
I'm over
just
the
put
vampire
one out.
Thing.
Bo Johnson hit me with Westworld.
Good show.
Hold on. Westworld, you were talking about storyline art going off the rails.
Yes.
The first two seasons of Westworld is phenomenal.
Insane.
And then when they go to the futuristic world and everything, it is complete garbage. You can't follow
can't,
it.
Can't
they
follow.
They brought in the guy from what's that show about Breaking Bad? They brought in that guy.
Yes.
And this show just completely went off the rails.
Yeah, completely agree with that.
Well, and Mike, you're always talking about the subcategories with Top 5 Tuesday. Yeah. I think one where like White Lotus would come in, maybe Game of Thrones, is HBO does a really good job of creating hype around their shows.
Yeah.
What's the show that the Top 5 Tuesday of what everyone is jumping on the bandwagon for right now?
Yeah, I think that White Lotus belongs in that category because I've seen White Lotus the first two seasons, and I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't have put it in the top 25.
It's not great.
I didn't think it was great.
You got to know about it.
Yeah. I also think, and like I said, you could have done top five miniseries, which is what Band of Brothers is. It's one season. You could have done docuseries. Like we said, the Jinx would have been in there, a couple of other ones. So like you said, you can always do these subcategories. This just stands to be my top five. Let's go back to the phone lines one more time. Dylan, let's get in Gabe from Atlanta. Gabe, you're on the morning shift. What's going on?
Mike, Mafia. Hey,
yes, sir.
So look, you can't be Mike Mafia and not mention one of the greatest Mafia series on HBO, not named Sopranos.
Okay.
Boardwalk Empire is... Boardwalk Empire is one of the most like underrated series on HBO.
It is like
I mean, obviously you got Sopranos and The Wire and those, but Boardwalk Empire has to be somebody's top five. It's definitely mine.
Yeah.
And I like your honorable mention of The Night Of. I mean, it's a mini series, but like it's great from scene one to scene close. So it's great. Yeah.
Thanks for the call,
Gabe. It sounds like Gabe is actually a member of the nation because I'm the one that said Boardwalk and The Night Of. So I appreciate you, Gabe. And I also thought for 30 seconds that was Abe calling in with his nickname Gabe. Like, literally, I was waiting for hear like Abe's voice. The Night Of, Mamie and I watched it together, and we only watched it once. It was so well done. I thought I wish they'd have done another like spinoff of that. Like, I know it would have been different, but
yeah, we actually watched The Night Of right after we listened to the podcast Serial.
And
it was like so interesting because the dynamics are the same in a lot of different ways from the podcast Serial. And so diving into The Night Of, you're like, oh my God. And that guy, I don't even know who he was in The Night Of. I think that was his first big break. The actor that's the lead in The Night Of, the actual guy that's accused of murder. Insanely good. Like, we were like, who is this guy? He is nuts.
Yeah, that was Riz Ahmed, and he was Nassar, which was the character. Sorry, I mean, but again, Michael Kenneth Williams is in that, who's Chalky White in Boardwalk Empire. He was also in The Wire.
Boardwalk Empire was a favorite of the Falcons offensive line room when I was there.
Dude, so you watched that one?
I watched like a season of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was solid.
Steve Buscemi should have just been born in the 20s. Like, he was made for that decade.
He's so good in that and Reservoir Dogs. Like, he's actually in The Sopranos as well.
Yeah.
He's – when I first, like – discovered Steve Buscemi, you know, I was watching movies, I thought he was more of a comic, you know, comedian, and he obviously can, but like, yeah, dude, he's so good.
He's got a range.
So good in Boardwalk Empire.
All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this 16-team playoff. Do we want it? Do we not? Is it fair? And is Greg Sankey worried about anybody else other than the SEC? You'll hear from him on the other side of the break. That's on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The game.
Yedlin takes it away. Second ball bounces off Riley to Schleish, who plays it to Moronchuk. He tried to flick it ahead to TRA. Now it's loose in center circle. Schleish taps it into the central channel. Cleared by Edwards to Mateus. Click. Click. Sending it ahead. Jamal TRA down the middle. One through the keeper. Jamal shot. Score. Score. It's over. The winless streak is over. Atlanta United is going to beat Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As you guys know, I'm a huge United fan. It's been tough sledding to even bring them up recently around other Atlanta United fans. They've been so bad for such a stretch. And obviously, like Mike Conte talked about, the winless streak dating back, I don't even know how long now. You've not been able to get any wins, any decisions, all the way back to like the beginning of April. And obviously, it's been tough sledding, but they do get the 4-2 victory over Cincinnati and Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we'll welcome Orlando on Wednesday night. Before they go on a stretch, six straight road games. There's no momentum like momentum. It's like I always like to say. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can get this thing pointed in the right direction. And Ronnie Dyla and company. We say this all the time about the Braves. It's a long season, dude. For the MLS season is long. And we saw last year get hot at the right times and beat the right teams. It's possible. But you just hope that it doesn't come down to situations like that every single year.
What I love is Cincinnati is one of the best teams in the MLS. I mean, and especially in the Eastern Conference, they're sitting second. They're a point behind Philadelphia. Don't ask me.
What the P stands for?
Do not ask me how this came about. But I am on the Twitter this morning.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I come across this Cincinnati MLS fan account, blogger, tweeter, whatever, and he is just full cry mode. He is crying about the foul that Latte Lyth committed that they didn't throw any card on, where they collided with the Cincinnati player. I'm pretty sure the Cincinnati player didn't play. He left, had to leave the field. And, I mean, he's full crying, and I wanted to taunt him so badly, and I didn't.
It's real to me, damn it.
I just want to be like, oh. I wanted to quote and be like, cry harder.
Oh, man, don't do
but
that.
But I didn't. What's wrong with me?
I don't know. You're so mean on Twitter, dude.
I'm not mean.
I don't know.
I am not mean.
Allie, I'm telling you, we're going to do a segment. We're going to read Bo's tweets out loud.
Yep.
And we're going to read them as if it's a nice person tweeting him and let him understand that not everybody's angry and he doesn't have to fire back all the time.
I mean, most people are in this day's day. If they're on social media, most people are looking for trouble.
Yeah. I will have to say there was a text chain going on between all of us yesterday, and Dylan sent out some ideas for the show today. And your response, like I told Grant yesterday, I was like, I don't know if I know Bo well enough to know if this was sarcastic or if he was genuinely giving Dylan a compliment.
It wasn't sarcastic. He was excited about the way Dylan put the
show
together.
It was genuine. I could tell it was genuine.
Well, when you wrote back, thank you, with 3 exclamation points, I was like, okay, he was being serious.
Giving
him an attaboy.
Quickly, I'll do this quickly, but I produce for 15 years, and Dylan and I am an APD, and we work on, you know, knowing what to do and like things, and I was just trying to, you know, pump him up, like, hey man, that's a job well done. You did a good job. Like, I just, you know, trying to take care of my dude.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Bo has been a crucial part in making me the producer I am today.
Yeah, his development is on me.
But you can see through your Twitter feed how I might have gotten the impression
that
you can be sarcastic through text sometimes. Yeah.
Yes, I can, but
I thought you were being sarcastic a minute ago when you said, I'll get through this quickly. I was a producer for 15 years. I was like, here we go. There's no way that this is going to be quick.
Right. I misspoke. I was the best producer on this radio station since the day I showed up at it.
Anyways.
Probably still am if I wanted to come back and produce. But, I mean, sit down, Gabe.
Do you remember how to run a board? Do you remember how to run this board? Like, if you had to come, God forbid, if you had to come back here and run the board.
Yeah, I will say this. I would definitely make a few errors, but I remember how to run it.
It's like riding a bike.
Trust me, there'd be some dead air spots in there, but I could do it.
All right, we got to get to the SEC and some of the talk about schedule. Any top five tweets, Allie?
So Brian Lanham was saying that you did need to add Game of Thrones. It's by far number one. And he also backed up My Sex in the City because that was pretty huge. Think about the movies.
It was a culture. It was iconic.
That
You're right about that.
A phenomenon. And then also Brandon Mincy said he hated the Starbucks Cup as much as the next fan, but the hype and its place in the cultural lexicon, in his opinion,
of Game of Thrones
has to be included. Yep.
Yeah, I don't necessarily. And look, there is no show I actually watched on schedule the way I did Game of Thrones. Of all of those, like when it came out on Sunday nights, I was locked into Game of Thrones.
Must see TV.
I just hated how it ended. Mm-hmm. Like I can't recommend other people. Like, oh, you got to go watch it because it's like I know the sour taste that will be left in your mouth at the end of that entire ordeal. I wish they would have done like 10 seasons. Just drug it out a little bit. We waited. Winter was coming the entire time, and then it came and went.
Well,
it was like, it's here and gone.
That is the biggest problem with that. And that was a money thing, and that's what happens. But that I agree with you there. Literally the most, like, it took forever for anything to happen on that show.
Yeah.
And then you had
Winter's coming.
Three epic wars in the time frame of like two episodes. Yeah.
Winter's coming. Winter's coming. And then it was like,
it's over.
Like, oh, well, that was cold. Anyways, and then, yeah, it came away. All right, let's talk a little bit about the SEC and what's going on down in Destin right now. A lot of this, we talked about it a little bit on Friday. All these college football, college sports, conference meetings going on. You're expecting the House settlement to come down literally any day now. And we talked about that a little bit last week. Well, Greg Sankey approached the podium yesterday. And look, I got this from Andy Staples' Twitter. The conversation continues about what's best for college football. And Greg Sankey, being the SEC commissioner, wants to do what's best for the SEC. Talked about seeding, talked about quality opponents. Hey, Greg Sankey, are you worried about the SEC or are you worried about college football?
Look at the track record. We didn't need 12. Did we say to four, we would have had half the four last year. I don't need lectures from others about good of the game. I don't lecture others about good of the game. And coordinating press releases about good of the game. Okay, you can issue your press statement, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
And essentially what Greg Sankey is talking about is the idea that they seem to think it's a good idea if they move right past 14 and go all the way to 16 teams. That way you can get four automatic qualifiers from the SEC. There's so many different little nuances and caveats to that conversation. Do you add the ninth conference game the way a lot of people wish you would? I think you have to eventually. What do you do with the out-of-conference rivalries like Georgia Tech, South Carolina Clemson, some of those other ones? But the bottom line being is that I feel like we are barreling towards a 16-game format. I don't think there's anything that anybody can say to stand in the way at this point.
Well, we're going to get it because there's money involved.
And money, cha-ching.
There's no – we have gotten – you hear Sankey talk, and there was nothing about what's best for the game. It was about what's best for the conference. And that's what I heard when he was like, I mean, we don't get credit for the teams, the strength of schedule and the quality of teams. Well, college football has always been about no losses. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. And that's why, we are getting the fact that we have a two-loss champion for maybe, like, I think the second or third time since I can remember. And it was outrage about all of it. I can't deal with his comments based on the fact that they're trying to broker how many teams each conference gets in. I hate that. That's not what it's about. And we should not have a set amount of teams. There are going to be years where we don't need four Big Ten teams or four SEC teams or two ACC or Big 12 teams.
Are you – okay, so let's go into – and Ralph Russo does a nice job for The Athletic. One of the things he was talking about, and he said the college football playoff, if they do go to a 16-game format, he actually says that what you would probably have is 13 through 16 playing play-in games.
That's dumb.
And the first and second seeds having a double bye.
I
actually like the double bye. I like the double bye. You know why? Because I'm still of the BCS mindset where it should mean something to be a one or two seed. It's one of the reasons I used to like the six team playoff idea.
Okay, 16 would be fine.
Six team.
I said six team. Yeah. But we don't need 16. So we're gonna be playing games on the same weekend of Army Navy.
The
Heisman Trophy ceremony, which is supposed to be
untouchable.
We're already losing games to playoff games, to NFL regular season games.
Yeah.
It's just that it's too much. It doesn't. I don't like them doing this because it all feels like a money. We went from four teams to 12.
It is definitely a money grab.
And now we're already talking about 16 and play-in games. How are play-in games working for the NBA?
Well, and you back the conversation we were having on Friday is if the SEC plays playing games for those playing games. Think about that. And Greg Sankey just said it in that cut. He's looking for ideas, right? He doesn't have this mapped out in his head. He's looking for ideas. One of the ideas was if you're not playing the SEC title game, if we get four automatic qualifiers, then you have a playoff where the 6 seed in the SEC plays the 3 seed in the SEC, and the 5 seed plays the 4 seed, and those two teams, whoever comes out of those two games, gets an automatic bid, and it's just ridiculous. Like,
when is it a good idea,
getting
Mike?
I'm getting a headache.
Mike, when is it a good idea to make decisions when you're looking for ideas? Like, when is it to say, we don't know what to do, but let's go ahead and rush through it and get to something?
Well, no, I don't think that's what they're doing. I think his answer of that was in response to the ACC and Big 12 saying that they're not being what's good for college football. Greg Sankey's like, I don't know what's good for
no one should get a number other than conference champ. The only guarantee to the college football playoff should be a conference champion and the highest ranked at large. That should be the only – or independent. That should be the only qualifier. And I don't even think the independent should be a qualifier because – and I keep hearing people say, well, now because of this, Notre Dame's never got to play in a conference. Notre Dame was never going to play in a conference.
No, they won't.
That Notre Dame didn't want to play in a conference in 4 teams. As soon as you went to – stop with this all of a sudden. As soon as you went to 12 teams, Notre Dame was guaranteed to never have to play in a conference again, ever. Yeah.
We got to go to break. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back. The Braves lose 2 out of 3 to the Padres. But why this next series coming up is bigger than all the rest. We also got a Life of Squid.
What the dirty clothes, a dirty garage, and a fungus all have in common at my house?
Pause.
Yeah. Tell you next. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game. And
the Odyssey.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So,
look at this. Are you kidding me? He is back.
I feel like we're going to play that cut so much that it's going to start skipping.
Bostradamus.
Yeah. We're just going to play it over and over. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan as well. And we're going to get to the Life of Squid shortly, but over the weekend, of course, Ronald Acuña Jr. made his grand return with a first pitch home run with his first at-bat. Such a moment, but unfortunately, Braves did lose the series to the Padres. Kind of a lackluster weekend.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. Bats were not awake, except for Saturday.
Yeah.
Except for Saturday. But Braves are gearing up for a big series in Philadelphia tonight. Spencer Strider on the mound. Pretty good team in Philadelphia right now. Phillies are 34-19, so there's a lot of pressure to win this series.
Yeah, hottest team in baseball. I believe it's 9 in a row at this point for Philly, and it seems like they're kind of running away with the Eastern Division. And like you said, tonight you get Spencer Strider against Ranger Suarez. You'll see Zach Wheeler match up with AJ Smith-Shawver tomorrow night, and then Chris Sale against Chris Sanchez on Thursday. I also think, what TV channel are we talking about? Are we talking about TBS tonight? Is TBS tonight a TBS game? There's a little bit of nostalgia mixed in with that, with the TBS thing going on. But, yeah, man, any way you slice the series, it's a big deal for the Braves to take at least 2 out of 3 from Philly. You can't get swept, that's for certain, or else you're going to find yourself as the doormat of the NL East. And not really, but and Grant was alluding to this on From the Diamond. I was listening to him. This division's better than I think people expected it to be at this point. And I think if you find yourself slipping, you can't slip too far because you have some meaningful baseball games coming up against some really good opponents.
Well, I just think it's you're already 2 games below out of 500 because of the fact that you started 0-7, and now you've went 4-6 in your last 10. You had gotten to the point where you were, 1 or 2 games over 500, and because you go 4-6, you're 2 games back under it. You couldn't have – you really – couldn't afford one of these stretches at this point in the season after such a bad start. And it's for me, it's consistency. One day it's the bullpen. One day you can't hit. You know, one day the starting pitching. It's just like, and I know that's part of baseball, but I mean, they're Senker, somebody, Iglesias, not even using his slider anymore. I mean, because that's like, I think 6 of the 8 home runs or something he's given up have been on that pitch. And some people think he's unplayable, which is, I can't stand, that doesn't make any sense to me. But you just need some consistency, and you had the juice Friday night, and you had the magic. And then you allow an error, a base running error, to just take it all off the board. And a game brutal. That it felt like you were destined to win.
Yeah.
And you lose it. And that to me was just rough. And then you turn on top of it, you lose Schwellenbach's start, which you look like you were going to win at as well, but then an error pops up. This team is just making little mistakes that, because they're not 100% just now getting back to healthy, they're just kind of missing. And yeah, they're not able to overcome, and that's something that we haven't seen in this team in a while.
Don't you just feel like, though, that they're like the Braves are waiting on one of their players to just go on a tear? Like, we've had moments from Matt Olson. We've had moments from Austin Riley. We've had moments from Marcel. It just feels like you're waiting on one of those situations for a guy like hit, I don't know, 7 homers in like a 20-game stretch, well, where you're just okay, like, this guy's just tearing the cover off the ball.
Well, I think he just returned.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, but
hopefully.
Hold on. Matt Olson literally has 5 home runs in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
So that doesn't qualify as a tear?
I mean, I guess it does. You correct me if I'm wrong. I don't feel like he did much over the weekend.
Well, he had good a at homer.
Bats. Yeah.
I mean, no.
He's got more homers than people realize. He's lifting them out of the park, that's for sure.
And
but you know what I mean. One of those stretches where a guy, like, for 2 weeks is hitting, like, 600. And you're like, Jesus.
But I understand, but that's kind of what Matt Olson is doing, is my point. And you're not able to overcome it. You know, Ozzie Albies has an 11-game hitting streak. Doesn't even – it just it doesn't
– You're the Albies fan. Is he tearing the cover off the ball right now?
Well, let's put it this way. Compared – he's in the last 13 games, I think, he's went from 207 batting average to 239. Yeah, when you raise your average 30-something points in this point of the season, yeah, that's pretty much the equivalent of tearing the cover off the ball.
I don't think you and I are using the same equivalency right now.
I think you're underestimating what Matt Olson is saying.
Calm down.
He has been on fire.
He moved his microphone to make this statement.
I didn't do it with my head. I don't know if it counts.
Maybe he is on fire. Maybe I'm not. But when I watch his at-bats, it doesn't strike me as an on-fire guy right now that's just going to carry the team.
I think what's going a little bit weird right now is the pattern with the Braves, because it's typically if they get out in front early, you know how that game is going to go. They're going to win. But that hasn't been happening. And it's usually when they're trailing that they end up losing. But we've been getting out early. So what's been happening there where we're letting everyone kind of tie up and beat us?
Yeah.
Because we're not playing complimentary baseball. There,
big,
I said it.
Big words.
Again, it's you got a 3-2 lead. Schwellenbach is 2 outs away, or maybe even 1 out away from a quality start, getting through 6 innings, 3 earned or less, and the ball takes a hop and Riley can't field it. And then you get a guy on and then boom, 2-run homer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if I'm not mistaken, it was a 1-1 game in the top of the ninth. Iglesias comes in on Friday, gives up a first batter. Home run.
Yeah.
You're not having complete games as a team. And Eli White, base running error.
Yeah. Like, that's so brutal.
The little things are adding up, and you're not doing enough to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem for this team right now.
Yeah.
We can cry, and I know, let me rephrase that, because that's not fair. I'm not trying to think. But we can talk about guys not going on these tears.
He's not. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Well, you I'm can sorry, say but when you raise 20-something points, I disagree wholeheartedly.
0 for 4 Friday, 1 for 4 Saturday, and 0 for 4 yesterday. That's his tear that he's on
and
right now. Thank God
well,
we have him.
All you said was 7 home runs in 20 games. He's done 5 in 12.
I just said he hit, like, to hit 600 over the course of 2 weeks. Like, I'm talking about that kind of tear that can carry the team.
At one point, he was 11 for 21 in that tear. 11 for 21.
Okay. But it's so, not, that's my point.
That's pretty,
it's
that's
not
pretty,
being, it's not stretching out where you I mean, get this 3 week stretch of this guy is just in fuego.
Okay. Ozzy is 13 for his last 37. That's 11 game hitting streak compared to the fact that he was hitting 207 coming into that with his OPS was at 587. Coming
Am
off
I supposed
an 0
to
for
jump
28.
Through the roof for 11 for 37?
I'm just saying that's pretty good compared. And guys are starting to put it together offensively. You're still missing Profar. Despite what some people believe, he's not being cut. He will play this season.
No, I can't cut him.
I can't cut him because he's got a four-year deal with $40-something million.
Exactly. My point being is that it feels like you're fledgling along right there at the 500 mark, mm-hmm. and you have 5 for 5. And then you're 4 for 6 in your last 10 or 6 for 4 in your last 10. It just feels like they're waiting for somebody, Ronald Acuña Jr.,
yep.
to carry the torch. And just like Marcelo Osuna did through multiple months a year ago where it was like he's the only guy, but yet he continued to stay hot, they're still waiting for that guy right now.
And guess what? You did that because you were playing sound defense and you had solid pitching. I come back to the fact that it's great that one guy can go on a tear, but if you're committing errors or your pitchers, your bullpen pitchers in high leverage situations are not pitching their way out of them, they're giving up runs. It doesn't matter who goes 19 of 35 with 8 home runs.
Now we're talking.
It doesn't matter.
Now we're talking.
That's my whole point about this is Olson has had a pretty good stretch and you're still losing games because you're still losing these games because you're not doing the things you need to do. You're not playing solid defense. You're not running the bases soundly. You're not having pitchers in the bullpen come out in high leverage situations and do their job. None of that is being put together. Therefore, it doesn't matter who goes red hot. I was in a good mood today. Not even your stupid, terrible list got me angry, but then you found a way to get to me at the very end of the show.
I still feel exactly how I felt 5 minutes ago. Nothing. You score runs, and you can overlook a bad inning from your setup,
you're
going
to have to win games 2-1 in this league.
307 home runs
a
couple years ago?
You're going to have to win games 3-2 in this league, and if you can't play sound defense – and pitch your way out of bad situations, you're not going to win games.
If you can't score more than 2 runs, it's also not going
to
matter how good
your defense
is. You have
to win games 2-1 in this league. You just have to. You have to figure out how to do it, okay? Or 3-2.
Yeah, you do it by hitting home runs and getting out of the
plate. Stop means stop, Eli, not turn around. Baron Burton's W Sauce. Go to the WSauce.com. Use the code SQUID. That's SQUID, Allie, for 15% off your order today. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owlin Lager. Okay. I became an adult this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Because I stayed at home and I did things I needed to do by cleaning out my garage for the extent of taking don't patronize me. Taking these clothes of the Goodwill that have been sitting there since I don't know February. We cleaned out closets from Melrose's arrival. All these things. And then my grass is not right, okay? It's not. I got some bare spots. It's the worst
my
yard.
Rotten?
I said it's not right.
Oh, okay.
It's the worst it's looked in the 6 years I've lived there. And then I think the problem showed its ugly face.
Uh-oh.
I think it's fungus. I think I got fungi in my grass.
Wow.
Yeah.
The dirty garage
wasn't the problem.
Do you need me to send Brett from Levelon's over there?
I don't know. Is he going to give me the Michael P. treatment?
Can't promise that
because I've
He's
got fungi.
Mafia.
I'm kind of disappointed in my yard guy too. I cut my own grass, but the guy that sprays.
Oh, you got a spray service.
Well,
and there's still fungus.
Yeah, I'm on.
Golly, sounds like a phone call to corporate.
Now,
if I've ever seen one,
maybe this is because I wait to pay him until I'll let him do two services, and I'm like, now I'll pay you.
Oh.
Because they raised the price on me twice.
You don't just pay like the whole year in advance? When I had a spray service, I just paid the whole year in advance.
No, man, I don't have NFL player money.
Don't even start with me.
But
it didn't cost NFL player money.
But I think my neighbor's got the same fungus because he found it in his yard in a bare spot too. But he's across the street.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of fungus that is not good. So I'm going to have to aerate. I'm going to go to pesticides. I don't know. There's a fungicide.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying so hard to stay on topic. This man just keeps talking about fungus. And I'm like, I'm trying so hard to make sure we stay on the yard. Yeah, I'll give Brett a call. I'm actually talking about
my lawn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I say there's fungus in my grass.
So when you say you need to aerate, are you one of those guys that wears like the spiky shoes around to aerate, or are you going to bring a machine in to aerate? What we got working here?
I don't think 60 pound, probably 65 right now, in spiky shoes is going to go deep enough.
Just put on spiky shoes and run wind sprints in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those those machines that penetrates it, you know, deep into the soil.
Yeah, big pause.
Dude, all I'm right, talking
it's
about
time.
My grass, okay?
It's time
you
for
guys
us to get out of here.
Get your head out of the weeds.
Okay. Time for us to get out of here, man. Appreciate you guys so much for listening to us today. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., same time, same place, same crew. Until then, make sure you...
That's what she said? I mean, stay cool, Atlanta.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.